He reached his suite on the VIP floor and used his card key on the double doors. Once inside, he bolted the doors behind him and went straight for the closet. His duffel bag was stuffed in a corner beneath two polyester jackets as atrocious as the one he wore. He pulled the duffel bag out into the middle of the room and unzipped it. It contained about $400,000, mostly in cash. Martinez began taking handfuls of chips out of his pockets and adding them to the stash. He had almost gotten his pockets down to a more reasonable bulge when there was a sudden knock on the double doors. Martinez looked up, startled. There was a second knock, more insistent. "Mr. Toyama, this is Hotel Security. We'd like a word with you." Martinez's head spun. He looked down at the open duffel and the stacks of $100 bills. Fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck. "Mr. Toyama, we know you're in there. We just watched you walk through the casino on our camera. Please open the door." The lock clicked open, and someone applied a shoulder from outside. Luckily, the deadbolt held, but Martinez knew it was just a matter of time. He glanced at the large picture windows overlooking the casino swimming pool. He could hear fireworks in the distance below, and bright flashes sprang up into the night. He was 15 floors up. He had a sudden image of himself crashing through the window, swan-diving toward the pool. "Mr. Toyama, don't make us bust down the door." Martinez clenched his teeth. He grabbed the duffel bag in both hands and rushed through the suite, searching for a hiding place. There was a closet in the bedroom, but it was the first place they'd look. He entered the bathroom, his shoes skidding against the marble floor, then pulled back the lace curtain, revealing the enormous marble bathtub. "Mr. Toyama, open this goddamn door!" Martinez climbed into the bathtub and lay down on the bottom. He clenched the duffel tight against his chest and waited for the inevitable. A minute later, there was a loud crash, the splintering of wood. Heavy footsteps moved through the suite. Martinez heard the closet door swing open. Then the footsteps moved into the bathroom. The curtain was yanked aside. Martinez looked up and saw three angry faces staring down at him. "I guess this looks pretty strange," he said. One of the men grabbed him by the shoulders and yanked him up out of the tub. Another pulled the duffel bag out of his grip and ripped the zipper open. The third man, dressed in a dark gray suit, unlike the others, who were in the pale uniforms of security guards, pointed to the marble floor. The man with the duffel turned it upside down, shaking vigorously. A rain of cash and chips clattered against the floor. The first guy let Martinez go and got down on his knees, sifting through the pile. He ignored the $100 bills, concentrating on the chips. After a few minutes, he looked up at his boss and shook his head. "Nothing from our casino." Martinez stared at the three of them. They had no right to go through his money. Even if they had found their casino's chips, they had no legal way to confiscate them. Maybe the brutish security guards and Neanderthal pit boss didn't know much about the law. Or maybe they just didn't care. The pit boss stepped forward, his face inches from Martinez. "You think you're fooling anyone with that idiotic mustache?" He jabbed a thick finger into Martinez's chest. "You've got 5 minutes to get out of our hotel, college boy, and tell your friends, if we ever catch any of you in here again, you're going to wish you never set foot out of Boston." Martinez nodded, stunned. Somehow they had seen right through his disguise. His sense of bravado was entirely gone. He could smell whiskey on the pit boss's breath and see the glaze of anger in his eyes. Casinos are run by big, faceless corporations. But the guys in the trenches were a different story. They didn't like being made to look like idiots, especially by kids from MIT. The pit boss leaned even closer. So close, Martinez could almost taste the whiskey. "We'll be back to make sure you're gone. If we find you in here, maybe we'll erase all the tape from our cameras. Maybe you weren't in the casino tonight. Maybe you never came back to your room. Maybe you just fucking disappeared." The man laughed and stepped out of the bathroom. Martinez pressed his back against the bathroom wall as the two security guards followed. The last security guard to leave patted him on his cheek with a calloused hand. "Have a nice night, Mr. Toyama." When they were gone, Martinez sat down hard on the floor. It took him a full minute to catch his breath. Then he hastily began repacking the duffel, praying he could get out of there before the bastards returned to carry out their threat.